Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to killing bills, one of the most common tools used by the left is to misrepresent what the bill actually does. And this is the strategy being used against one of the most important bills of this session. Senate Bill 215, also known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, would stop governments from infringing on religious freedoms by forcing courts to use the strictest level of judicial review possible when government actions are challenged in court. This test is called strict scrutiny. If a government action substantially burdens religious freedom and the action is challenged in court, the government would have to prove that it had a compelling reason for taking the action in the first place and that it achieved that goal using the least restrictive means possible. It's the standard of review used in most religious freedom cases, but not all, and Senate Bill 215 would make sure that it's used in every case. It's also the standard of review used in nearly every other case involving constitutionally guaranteed rights, such as discrimination cases, free speech cases, Second Amendment cases, and cases involving the freedom of association. When Religious Freedom Restoration Acts were first passed in the 1990s, they were supported by both Republicans and Democrats. The first federal act passed the U.S. Senate unanimously and was signed into law by President Clinton. Half of the states now have these laws. For some reason, they're now highly controversial and are supported by Republicans and opposed by Democrats, which gets to the point of misrepresenting a bill in order to kill it. The most vocal opponents to these types of bills are the LGBT community, even though they can't point to a single case where one of these laws has negatively affected them. On the contrary, at a recent hearing, we pointed to 5 cases in Montana where the law would have been helpful. One was the Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church case, where the government tried to force the church to register as a political ballot committee for informing its members about the Montana Marriage Amendment. Another was the Butte Valedictorian, who was ordered not to mention God or Jesus in her graduation speech. In Great Falls, a second grader was told she could not bring her Bible to school. In Lewistown, a church was told it could not use a city park for part of its vacation Bible school program. And most recently, during the COVID pandemic, churches were ordered to close while grocery stores, hardware stores, and liquor stores were allowed to remain open. These are all examples of the government substantially burdening the free exercise of religion right here in Montana. Ironically, most of the Indian legislators also oppose the bill, and it just so happens that one of the first cases where the law upheld religious liberty at the federal level was in a case where Indians won the right to use eagle feathers in religious ceremonies despite the fact that eagles are a protected species. Clearly, these laws are necessary and used, albeit rarely, to combat government overreach. They've never been used to discriminate against the LGBT community, yet despite that fact, lawmakers are under pressure to kill the bill. If you think this bill is important, then the time to rally is now. It's out of committee and headed to the House floor. If it passes there, then it's on to the governor, who has indicated he'll sign it. The church can no longer remain silent. Please urge your family and friends to call the Republicans in the House of Representatives and urge them to vote yes on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.